ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound. Meanwhile, back in the States.
We're back. The Hound. And Bill Bruch is here?
Slipping and a sliding, Jim Marshall.
Denois is in the building, but I don't see him anywhere.
Den is collating the news file, I think.
Oh, thank goodness.
Over a smoke and some prosciutto bread.
Let's see. What do we got today?
I don't know.
We have, we don't have Rudy Tooty Grayzel.
Yeah, the Hound.
Had he been here, we would have left.
The Hound radio guest curse for 1990 still reigns.
Well, you know, it's not the Hound guest curse, it's the Todd guest curse.
Uh huh.
So I had nothing to do with booking any of these people, it was all Todd.
Yeah. Well,
so, you know.
Todd is my co-pilot.
We don't have tickets for the A-Bone show tonight.
Because somebody else already gave them away.
Because, like, being a Saturday, somebody else during the week always gives away all the tickets and we get stuck with nothing usually unless we set it up ourselves.
Yeah, when they get bored hiding the 45 spindles in the ashtrays.
Yeah. Oh, but we do have lots of crummy records. We got a Blues Hangover. We got a set of Homeboys and Police Officers. The poultry set we didn't do last week, Hillbilly Hangover, The Vom.
All chosen especially for you.
Knuckleheads in the News. We got the final everything set up for the Hangover Hop number 2.
Oh, goody.
November 10th, 3 weeks, I believe, from today.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, it's at Brownies on Avenue A. You're all invited. It's the Hound's 5th anniversary show.
Come on, come all.
Special
find
guests.
Out what we look like.
There's a bar there.
Yeah.
There's a dance floor.
Harp on Draft, my personal favorite.
There'll be lots of girls wearing almost nothing, and it'll be a lot of fun. I guarantee it. The last one was a lot of fun. That was like our test. That was our nervous test run. This is like our full-on blowout.
Uh-huh. So become part of it, folks.
Yeah. November 10th. Mark your calendar.
Get sick, drunk, and lost in the heart of New York's tragically hip East Village.
3 in the afternoon. Good time to get drunk and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really look retarded to the rest of the world and when you stumble out in broad daylight. Actually,
it's 6 p.m. on a Saturday.
I guess it'll be dark because they moved the clocks up or something, right?
Pretty soon. We anyway, springing forward.
Let's get right back to into it. We got this one queued up by Lafayette the Thing. Thomas ended up life as a hose fitter.
Ain't no thing.
Jump on the floor, you don't have to worry because the lock is on the door. Well, come on now, we'll jump into the heart of the town.
Well, now dig this.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
I saw her standing on the corner with the blue jeans and ribbons on. I saw her standing on the corner with the blue jeans and ribbons on. Myself, I want to be mine and mine alone. Well, I went to see a mother, asked for a daughter's hand. Well, I went to see a mother to ask for a daughter's hand. She said, yes, you can have a car seat, about to drive you insane. All day, rock and roll all night. Try to wake up in the morning, there's always fight. I saw standing on the corner with the blue jeans and ribbons on. Will I ask her to be mine? Be mine and mine alone.
This is a hit!
Domino. gone guy. They all flip when he walked by. Daddy clothes and cool white shoes. He ready to go and everything's blue. They love it so that cat called Domino, Domino, Domino. Black hair and a solid style, long sideburns and a crazy smile. Just ask the girls, they'll tell you so. They dig that cat called Domino. They love him so, that cat called Domino, Domino, Domino. Well, Domino, poor man goes, Domino, they love you so. Get out of the way, here comes Domino, Domino, Domino.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound. WFMU East Orange. That was Roy Orbison with Domino. We missed up the order on that one.
It's a good solo.
Charles Sims, Take a Bath. Lee
it's
Diamond,
good advice.
Pigtails and Blue Jeans. Jimmy D, You're Late, Miss Kate. And we open up with Lafayette, The Thing. Thomas, Jumping in the Heart of Town.
Rock icon and hose fitter.
Yeah, we're planning on the movie version of the Lafayette Thomas story. Bob Quine as Lafayette Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got
Sing to his friends.
Things to renounce today. We got the A-Bones featuring Il Bruch here over at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight with Courtney and Western. And Rudy Tootie Grayzel has canceled.
Yeah,
he'll never
sure
work either coast again.
It's got to be ruining some people's lives besides Billy and Miriam.
Let's see, Peter Holsapple and Chris Stamey at the Knitting Factory, 9 and 12.
What are they going to be doing together? Mud wrestling?
I don't know. Not the kind of thing I'd probably end up at, but I like Peter.
It's a nice fella.
Tomorrow, it's not listed here in our Guide to Popular Culture. Huh? But,
it must not be popular or culture. What is it?
No, it's cool. Ezekiel and the House Rockers, but I don't know the names of any of the other acts playing. It's free tomorrow. 2 in the afternoon at Henry Street Settlement, which is all the way east on Grand Street in Manhattan, almost to the river. It looks like a school building over on the left. I don't know the ad. I thought this would be in the Guide to Popular Culture, but I don't know who
compiles
this thing.
Glaring by its omission.
Yeah. It's part of the Benson and Hedges Blues Festival, which... before we go any further, I got nothing against Benson and Hedges. I got nothing against blues festivals or anything like that, but... You know, they're doing, like, these tributes to John Lee Hooker and all that kind of trash all week long. Benson & Hedges is owned by Philip Morris, who are if not the second largest contributors to Jesse Helms' campaign contributions.
And Nazi and polluter.
I find it really hard to believe that you can stand for John Lee Hooker and Jesse Helms in the same out of the same mouth.
Well,
something weird going on there.
Corporate America has always attempted to be as flexible as possible, you know.
Yeah. Let's see what other announcements are. Next Friday and Saturday at the Film Forum, one of my very favorites, The Cool and the Crazy. They struck up a brand new print.
It's like shot on location in Kansas City in, 1957 or whenever it was made.
Scott Marlowe is in that one.
Folks, you go and see these movies, you see the posters reproduced in books and stuff like that, and you go and see a lot of these movies, and a lot of them just basically stink. You know, they're like unentertaining and amateurishly done. The Cool and the Crazy is a really good picture. It actually works.
Yeah, somebody famous, actually Robert Altman, it was his first thing he ever worked on.
Yeah.
Let's see.
His best.
Descenders are back for their free Monday nights at Continental Divide. Always a good one for Monday nights.
Descenders sing.
Yeah. Justine.
Justin.
Let's see, is there anything else? Oh, yeah, next week on the Hound Show we have our triple end of Rocktober special, which is our Halloween show, our Ike Turner birthday tribute, and our Stooges birthday tribute.
Let's not look at it as the end of Rocktober. Let's look at it as bringing us towards the beginning of Bovember.
Yeah.
Okay.
No special guests next weekend?
Ike Turner and Iggy and the Stooges right? reunion show right here on the House Show. Ike Turner will be here.
The original Kings of Rhythm will be here, and, you know.
Right. Okay, let's
get. Hopefully they'll all show up.
Knucklehead's in the news, and here's our favorite knucklehead in the news. He's 55 with a pot belly, salt and pepper hair, and he likes bologna sandwiches and cowboy hats. He's in the Federal Witness Prosecution
Protection.
Federal Witness Protection Program.
We're all in the Federal Witness Prosecution
Program. Or maybe
he's
producing
program.
Movies, or maybe he's driving an 18-wheeler. He's Elvis in the 90s, or so says Gail Brewer Giorgio, author of the best-selling Is Elvis Alive? She's back with the Elvis Files. It's a book about all the various Elvis sightings over the years.
Exactly. What do you say about fast food restaurants he's been working
God
at?
Is dead and Elvis is alive, and that's the way things stand.
Uh-huh.
You like some of these, right? Here she goes. She's not convinced Elvis is dead. The possibility of Elvis being alive is greater now than it was a year ago, 2 years ago. What?
I knew that.
Speaking of, 7% of Americans in 1989 CBS poll said they believed Elvis was alive.
I think what you meant was the possibility of her getting more big fat checks for writing this junk is greater now than it was a year ago.
Now, here's a quote from a gas station attendant who lives outside of Nashville.
You should know, folks.
I was talking on the telephone to my mother when a man stopped in for gas. He approached the store to pay for his purchase. I told my mother, I think this man is Elvis Presley. He turned to me, smiled with the same crooked smile, and winked and left without a word. I am convinced that Elvis was in my presence that night. This is from Alton R. A woman named Sunny of Jonesboro, Georgia, said she received a bologna sandwich and a bag of Cheetos from Elvis during an October 1987 visit to the Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio.
Well, I guess he doesn't really like bologna sandwiches that much, though.
Let's see, there's tales of, this book has tales of a Seattle woman who spotted Elvis, a bearded Elvis in a cowboy hat, checking out the competition at a Rolling Stones concert. While a Michigan man says the King was inspecting old Monkees albums at the Lakeside Mall. Another Michigander said, Michigander, what do you call those people?
People
from Michigan.
Heads.
Yeah. In an alleged telephone conversation with Brewer Giorgio, Elvis himself dropped several bombshells. He attended his daughter's wedding. He's disappointed in society today. Quote, when I was a kid, people treated me cruelly, but they were nicer back then compared to today.
We're with you on that one, E.
The Big E in the news.
Theory. Is this the same woman that wrote the book with the tape?
Yeah.
The
unintelligible tape.
Her witness protection theory involves Elvis's work as a drug agent.
Well, that was his thing. He wanted to keep America from taking drugs by getting all the good ones and hiding them in his stomach.
Yeah.
I tried the same thing for a couple of years. Doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work, folks.
Speaking of that other king of rock and roll, Dee Dee Ramone is in the news again.
Again?
Dee Dee Ramone was drummed out of a night spot last week after he was caught allegedly doing drugs in the bathroom. Anita Zittis, a.k.a. Snitch, manager of the newly reopened 6 Bond Street, said the security guards were called when patrons couldn't get into the locked unisex bathroom. Bouncers busted in, found Dee Dee Ramone with a syringe, and kicked him out. Calls him the former Ramones drummer here, so maybe it was actually Marky. Says the former Ramone was arrested buying pot 2 weeks ago in Washington Square. He could not be reached for comment. They were probably looking in the wrong spot.
Yeah. Well, this late breaking word from Chicago, Illinois. Pat Boone says he made rock and roll nice at a time when it was considered dangerous, but he doubts he will get the recognition he is due. Boone, 56, said Wednesday he deserves to be voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah, I guess as much as a lot of those other people do, but doesn't think he'll make it. Quote, I think I unwittingly made a significant contribution to rock and roll, said Boone, who had 38 top 40 hits in 7 years. I was a catalyst who made it more palatable and acceptable at a time when there was a hue and cry about it.
Well, if Paul Simon's in there, Pat Boone should be in there, because he certainly set the precedent for Paul Simon and people like that, right?
He is kind of Roots of Air Supply.
You figure if Pat Boone, by the time Pat Boone was making records, rock and roll, it's sort of was already bad because they can have a guy like that making records.
Wop-bop-a-loop-bop-a-lop-bam-boom.
Hey! Although Quine had me going, he called up and left a message on my answer machine saying there was a Bear Family Pat Boone CD of him with him doing an outtake of him doing Don and Dewey's Jungle Hop. Mm-hmm. And the idea was so perverse, I actually did like jump on my bicycle and head up to Midnight Records like a moron and look for it.
Oops.
Anyway, let's get to the poultry section of the show by popular demand.
Oh, it's arrived at last.
The Olympics.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. cock-a-doodle-doo, whoop-a-hook-a-hook-a-hee, the buzzy town chicken. Call me chicken, oh yes, and I'm a chicken, oh yes, oh well, I don't have feathers and I don't lay eggs, but I'm chicken, oh yes.
I found a way to cook extra grits. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty.
No,
and it's just as finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy. Crispy chick crust. Yet it's entirely different. No, it won't.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Start again.
He said cut it.
Go ahead.
them pins out of that ganja. You've heard of the bacon fat and you've seen how it's done. But here's a brand new one. Oh, it's the best under the sun. It's a real nice dance and it's really cooking. It's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. Now just remember, it's an easy dance and it's really sticking. It's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. Now, oh, down in Maine and Mexico, they say, El Greasy Chicken.
The Greasy Chicken?
And in Germany, they say,
Mom, slow the Greasy Chicken.
And in Chinamen, they say,
Greasy Chicken.
And down yonder, they say,
the Greasy Chicken.
Now this dance is back, and we're going to try to show you how it goes. You'll learn how to do it in about a month or so. So take my advice. This dance is really sticking, and it's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. So remember, folks, this dance is really sticking. It's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. They say, El Greasy Chicken. And in Germany, they say,
what's the slow, the Greasy Chicken?
And in China, they say,
Greasy, Greasy Chicken.
And down here, they say, the Greasy Chicken. Oh, cock-a-doo-doo. Oh, shut the gate, Susie, and don't let me in.
We have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet, tender and juicy. Is that it? Yeah.
That's our center.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. Whatever, but yes. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Blah, blah, blah. Bye.
Real crusty. Real what kind of damn?
Crispy
crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Get every bit of finger-licking good. No, every bit of finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, Adam.
Yes.
All right. You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake? We're rolling. Good one. Take five. Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good.
Good.
I
want to
do it. The chicken with you. Oh, let me do it. Girl, let me chicken with you. I wanna do it with you, baby. Nobody, nobody but you. Ow! Let me chicken. Girl, let me. Ow. I wanna do it, baby. Nobody but you. I want a chicken. Oh, let me get it. Girl, let me. I want to do it with you, baby. Nobody but you.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound here.
How would you... sorry.
Go ahead.
How would you classify that music exactly?
Poultry.
Oh.
Hedgehog hop is what I call it.
Yeah.
That's Roscoe Gordon and the chicken. We heard the spark plugs and chicken. It's a shame that the Cramps ruined that for anybody else to cover, because I always thought that would be the perfect record for Freddie Cannon's comeback.
What, you know, better than Let's Put the Fun Back in Rock and Roll?
No, the one I liked that no one ever heard, and I had a copy and I cracked it. I can probably bring it out and get it to play. It's an early 70s Freddie Cannon record called I Love You Baby Like a Hog Loves Slop.
Nice.
Let's see, we heard
the pork set, I guess.
Andre Williams with the Greasy Chicken.
Our national anthem.
Five stars picking on the wrong chicken, and we opened up with the Olympics and chicken on the Demon label, one of the coolest looking record labels of all time.
Folks, if you notice a certain theme throughout that set, then you're paying attention.
Yeah. I'd like to mention a couple of folks who took the time to send me things. Greg Boyer, who sent this cool tape of
thanks, Greg.
The Humphrey Bogart Friars Club roast. I can't play it till I know if they say dirty words on it or not. I might have to beep it out.
You think they
next
might?
Next week. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
We also got the new City Lights printout, City Lights catalog, City Lights Music in New Brunswick, New Jersey. If you'd like a copy of this, you can write to City Lights Music, 139 Easton Ave, New Brunswick, New Jersey, 08901. That's 139 Easton Ave, New Brunswick, New Jersey, 08901. It's about the coolest. It's about the coolest guitar and voodoo item catalog printed in New Brunswick.
Yeah, easily.
And I like to encourage that idea of people sending me presents. But, you know, since we have our fifth anniversary, I've been doing this show 5 years. You can come down to Brownies. Feel free to bring presents for us.
What is the thing on a five-year anniversary?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Krugerrands or something?
Yeah.
Gold bullion? I'll take that.
Real estate. No, the fifth anniversary is real estate.
Real estate. Okay. Anyway, should we get back to some knuckleheads in the news?
Yeah. Plenty of them. Plenty of them.
Den, would you care to serve?
Here's a quick one here from the old weed head desk. Country singer has high praise for Paul, Frankfort, Kentucky. Willie Nelson doesn't care much for politicians.
I'm on the road again.
Willie's here.
Just showed up. Just can't get back on the road again.
We were holding.
I don't know about the one on the left, and I don't know about the one on the right, but the one in the middle looks like Willie Nelson.
So Willie here says, anyway, where are we at? You made me lose track here. He's all for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Gatewood Galbraith. Good name. Because Galbraith...
Second only to Jake Butcher when it comes to Kentucky politics and cool names.
Yeah, Jake Butcher, whatever happened to him?
He's in jail.
Oh, right.
We're all cool how politicians are.
We're all men of influence wind up.
Anyway, he thinks Gatewood is cool because of his stand on marijuana. He wants to legalize it and even use it for food and fuel. I'm for the war on drugs. I'm not in favor of the war on flowers and herbs.
Me neither.
Nelson said at a Democratic Party rally to the consternation of traditional Democrats.
Marijuana is illegal because the hemp plant can put DuPont out of business. And that's why.
Willie has a kinder, gentler take on it. Marijuana is an herb and a flower. God put it here. What gives them the right to say God's wrong?
Right, it's in the Bible, and God gave to man all the herbs and seeds.
Yeah, I think the most important detail, though, Dan, is right
the
there.
The final word, Nelson and Galbraith say they are regular pot smokers.
There's a shock.
Well, from the lawyer,
really?
From the lawyer desk, my favorite guy's lawyers, a high-powered lawyer for a major drug company
was
charged yesterday calling a Manhattan hospital and ordering enemas for two women patients. Accused of impersonating an enema doctor in a bizarre case was Roger Kapp.
An enema? There is such a thing as an enema doctor?
You know, everybody's in specialties these days.
You've
got to have good aim.
Get this. He makes $600,000 a year as a senior vice president and general counsel for American Home Products.
How much would he have made as an enema doctor?
I don't know. Cap, age 54, identified himself as a doctor in calls to Lenox Hill Hospital, ordered soap sud enemas for two patients
for everybody, for my friends.
my friends. Well, we won't mention the name of the famous record producer songwriter who was trying to explain to Roscoe the joys of a vodka enema.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he called and ordered two patients who later phoned the patients to question them about their experiences, according to the charges detailed yesterday.
Follow-up. That's so rare in medical attention these days.
Although he has been charged in only two cases, Kapp is believed to be responsible for a series of similar calls to other hospitals, including Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan and Methodist Hospital in Brooklyn.
Oh,
so,
the
folks,
circle's closing
if
in.
You had an unorthodized enema recently, you might want to get in on some of the legal
is
action.
Is there, like, some line you can call for counseling?
That's 1-900... Wet turd.
It's 1-900 sud.
Yeah. Anyway, in May, Flynn called about enemas made to another Lenox hospital by a patient called himself Dr. Rothman were traced to Cap's extension at the American Home Products Midtown office.
Just got through counting the office supplies. And
Well, duking it out in the very fiercely competitive
caveman in a spaceship thing.
In Seattle, Washington, a school janitor on Friday denied he tried to electrocute his boss because of poor work evaluation. This gets better. Richard Dale Langston pleaded innocent to a charge of attempted murder and was returned to jail under $150,000 bond.
Langston 26 of Linwood was arrested October 12th after boarding a jet at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport with a one-way ticket to Hawaii.
But I didn't do it.
Dig this.
I didn't do anything.
Prosecutors allege that Langston wired a chain-link fence at Kellogg Middle School in Seattle in an attempt to electrocute his supervisor, Jeffrey Minix. When Minix touched the fence the morning of October 9th, showers of sparks and smoke went off, said Don Donahue, a King County Prosecutor's Office spokesman. Minix was saved from serious injury because he still wore his insulated motorcycle gloves, said Donahue. A bare wire had been connected to the fence and plugged into a portico school building, he said.
Fried like an eggplant.
Yeah.
You know, there's advanced idea mechanics for you. He wasn't much of a janitor, but he was good with wires.
WFMU East Orange.
With you in mind.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's a good one. Anyway.
Seattle, all the rocket scientists come from.
So there we did tell you that Rudy Tootie Grayzel has canceled, but the A-Bones will be at Maxwell's in Hoboken with Courtney and Western. Doing their big hit, we can't say the title. It's a great song title, but I've actually never seen them. I saw them when you were in the band, Bruce.
Yeah.
They stunk.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
I was over-caffeinated and Brett was on the nod.
Right, it was kind of a nice push-pull thing.
Yeah, it's really great. The two-guitar attack of me and Brett Wright.
One guy playing in 2-2 and one guy playing in 22-22 time. Anyway, we got Blues Hangover all queued up, ready to go. We got some requests last week for Lightnin' Hopkins, so, you know, being late on the draw.
Please.
Brought him this week.
Please play Lightnin' Hopkins, Mr. Hound.
Okay, son, just you be good. Go take your animal.
Say you just got beat up in a bar and your eye is out to here and you gotta be in court at 9 a.m. and your wife ain't come home from the movies yet?
come down.
You say a ceiling just caved in on your poker game, and the air conditioner fell off the windowsill and hit an old lady, and your kid's screaming he don't want to go to bed, he wants to stay up and watch the fight. And your curtains just caught on fire, and your wife ain't come home from the movies yet.
A child will slap your face. Down in old Mexico, where a child will slap your face. They make a bread with cayenne pepper, drink gunpowder to kill the taste. Women down in Mexico, as bad as bad can be. Women in old Mexico, they're bad as bad can be. They eat rattlesnakes for breakfast and drank the rattlesnake's blood for tea. Down in old Mexico, their bed is made out of thorns and trees. Bed is made out of thorn trees, and the pillows out of rocks and stones. They got rattlesnakes for bodyguards, wild cats to watch over them all night long. Going back to old Mexico, why there's long, long reaching guns. I'm going to old Mexico, why there's long, long reaching guns. When they want real excitement, they kill each other one by one. Down in old Mexico, why is everybody's wild and free? Down in old Mexico, why everybody's wild and free? 'Cause over here in this country, they don't kill 'em fast enough for me. Down in old Mexico, where they kill 'em both night and day. Down in old Mexico, where they kill 'em both night and day. Where the chief locks up the jailhouse and the judge goes home and stays.
And your brother-in-law, who's just out of prison, wants to move in with you till he gets back on his feet? And a big crazy man with a grin follows you home from work every night? And an old loud girlfriend of yours is starting to make trouble for you? Is that what's perturbing you, Bunky? Don't know what you're talking about. Don't say nothing if you don't know what you're talking about. Don't worry about your friends. Knew just what you got. Don't start to turn your business. To your friend, don't start telling your business to your friend. I'm gonna tell you right now, that's where your trouble begins. And you just bit your tongue? And you don't see a sign says beware of the dog, and the next thing you know you're in an alley battling a vicious chow dog, and a cop picks you up for cruelty to animals. And when you explain to the judge about that duel, you wind up in a tight-fitting white suit with long sleeves and a man in a monocle watching you through a hole in the door. And your wife ain't come home from the movies yet? Does that seem to upset you, old-timer?
You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't start crying now. You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't start crying now. You ain't never loved me, baby, didn't leave me no good, no how. Well, the man you got, baby, he don't mean you no good. Baby, he don't mean you no good. He just wrecked you, darling, in your neighborhood. Well, ride by, baby, you can ride here all night long.
brag about your woman, take one look at mine. You been brag about your woman, take one look at mine. She just as sweet as any angel, wanna love the most all the time.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. This is The Hound, and that was today's Blues Hangover. Slim Harpo, Don't Start Crying Now. Somewhere in the vaults of Norton Records is a version of Hazel Atkins' version of Don't Start Crying Now.
Ooh, when's that coming out? Or is that going to be
the box set?
The posthumous box set?
Yeah, we got to kill him first to hear it. Jimmy Reed, Don't Say Nothing. Lonnie Johnson, Got the Blues for Murder Only. I've been listening to that Colonel Sanders tape too long.
I think so.
Howl and Wolf, Oh Red. And we opened up with Lightnin' Hopkins and Flash Lightning.
By request.
Yeah, by bequest. One thing I forgot to renounce here, our pal Julie Wilson is putting on this an Elvis impersonators contest tonight, featuring Elvis impersonators Mike Memphis, Frankie Castro, the Mangler Sisters, Buddy Flip, Dave the Spaz, as Joe Franklin calls him, is supposed to be there. I know, I'm so jealous. You ever hear that idea of Joe Franklin? He mispronounces spaz, calls him the Spaz. I bet Joe Franklin could mispronounce hound.
Probably.
Anyway.
Isn't one of those Elvis impersonators a little kid Elvis impersonator?
That one canceled out. He's having some kind of liver transplant, I believe.
Oh,
anyway, this is at Trixie's.
That's a good excuse.
307 West 47th Street. It's this weird yuppie restaurant run by this really mean little dyke.
Don't let that stop you.
You know.
Judy said it'll be lots of fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Elvis food, Elvis fun, Elvis impersonators, and Elvis psychic, Elvis stories, Elvis tunes. Phone number 212-582-5480 for reservations if you're an Indian.
And you'll be there doing your Elvis, right? They got to pick out which Elvis impersonator is you.
Yeah, I'm
third from the left.
Yeah.
The longest sideburn.
Yeah, I'm the Charo Elvis. Oh, boy. What else is going on in
there? The Humes High School Elvis.
Should we get back to the...
to stupid news? About stupid people?
Knuckleheads in the news.
This is our premier knucklehead.
The first knucklehead. Bold statement.
The second knucklehead. Uh-huh. VP Dan Hard Quayle.
Away from the head knucklehead.
Ooh.
Set your VCRs, folks. November 5th on Major Dad. Dan Quayle will appear.
I said it already.
In the episode, which was taped Monday in Quayle's Washington office, Quayle was sent an invitation to attend the base's Marine birthday ball as guest of honor. Quayle declines the invitation, but pays a tribute to the Marine Corps and their families.
I heard Bob Dylan open the other night with the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Oh, yeah, on the harmonica. Speaking
of knuckleheads.
The Marine Hymn, yeah. Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. Yeah.
Oh, no, I thought it was that from the Halls of Montezuma one.
Wow. The Marine Hymn is the Halls of Montezuma. The Battle Hymn of the Republic belongs to all armed forces everywhere.
Alice was wrong.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Oh, the Halls of Montezuma. Way to go, Bob.
Yeah, what a guy.
Oh, yeah, and what did he go into?
Speaking of
after
knuckleheads.
That,
Everybody Must Get Stoned or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Any reports on that show other than reviews?
They got an extra guitar player in the band, and it's not one of our pals.
Yeah.
That job pays really well. Yeah. Why can't Roscoe or Quine get the job?
You know who that guy is, the guitar player?
Eddie G doesn't like us. What? Who?
He's like the premier amp repairman in the world.
Caesar, or something.
He does like Keith Samps and
stuff. Oh, that's Quine's buddy, the guy who rigged Quine's little champ to sound like $1 million.
It's the three guitar Dylan attack?
Well, if you count Dylan.
Well, you got to.
He should. He is the MC5.
He is signing the checks.
Uh-huh.
Ohio Town Bears passed wearing underwear and nothing else in public has become a proud tradition in this western Ohio town's Made in Pequot parade. The town, which has been home to 14 underwear makers since 1886, held its third two-day great outdoor underwear festival over the weekend, in which the entire town gets dressed up in nothing but underwear and parades through the town. Something I'd like to see happen in New York. No, on second thought, forget it.
A lot of skinny legs out there.
East Orange would be good.
A little more than you'd want to see.
You see lots of silk boxer shorts.
Yeah. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 21-year-old man has died of a head injury from a collision with a teammate during a softball game. Note well, you weekend sports people. Robinson M. Leak,
a.k.a. fourth, Lucky.
Yeah, the fourth and last, died Thursday at Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center, a nursing supervisor said. Baton Rouge recreation officials said Leak was injured Tuesday night in a game in a park near Zachary. Quote, they were going for a pop-up fly, and the teammate's knee must have hit Rob somewhere in his head and knocked him out. Said Leak was taken to a hospital and then taken to Our Lady for emergency surgery when his head began to swell. He was a student at Louisiana Tech University in Ruston and a member of the Louisiana Army National Guard, so I guess he was sort of saved from a worse fate. But there you go, folks. Play softball and die.
Yeah. How about you like, how do you like this? I'm kind of counting this one as our front runner and media star of the year.
What do you got?
Laurencina Bambi Bemberneck. The former Milwaukee cop, Playboy waitress, and escaped murderer.
Quite a resume.
Yeah.
You bet. Oh,
my card.
Anyway, Bemberneck, age 31, was convicted of murder in 1981 for killing Christine Schultz, the ex-wife of her then-husband, Alfred Schultz, Milwaukee detective. On July 15th, she wriggled through the laundry window at the prison where she was serving the eighth year of a life sentence, and she has claimed she's been innocent. Anyway, her flight has thrilled supporters in Milwaukee, leading to a T-shirts and bumper stickers reading, Run, Bambi, Run. Her escape was reported on several tabloid TV shows, which played up her looks and the romantic elements of the escape. Not to mention
what's
that cool
romantic
looking wriggling
wig. Out through a,
look at that wig. She could have battered down the wall with that thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
I wish she would have gotten away, said Dieter Day, 32 of Milwaukee. She was dealt injustice by the Wisconsin judicial system, and I think the case should be looked into further. Anyway, what these stupid TV shows like America's Most Wanted are basically doing is teaching our kids to be snitches. Mm. And the Hound has a cure for this. What do you say we bring back the Mark of the Squealer? Anybody who wins any money on that show, we give them the Mark of the Squealer. Because face it, folks, a snitch is a snitch is a snitch, and nobody likes a snitch.
Yeah, especially the people that he snitches on.
Yeah. Anyway, it's about 10 minutes of the vibe time. We got a few records queued up.
Yeah, enough of this chat fest.
Like this one by Eddie Dugosh and the Red Tops.
Play along at home if you have instruments.
I was a-cruising along in my Super 8. And she slapped my face. When I told her, I said, baby, start walking. Time you get home, your folks are gonna be talking 1 mile. Yeah, 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 1 mile. You said the nice girl, it's only 1 mile to your home. Well, I took my gal to a tribal show. Said, oh boy, the time I really go. I started making love and love as strong as a bet. I put her phones to death before she didn't care. When at home, I said, baby, start walking. Let me get home, your folks are gonna be talking 1 mile. Yeah, 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 1 mile. You said the night, girl, it's only 1 mile to your home. Well, she didn't care. When I know, I said, baby, start walking. Time you get home, your folks are gonna be talking 1 mile. Yeah, 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 1 mile. He said, tonight, girl, it's only 1 mile to your home. Well, I'm cruising along about 103. Pull up a rope, he needs to shed a tree. Yeah, come on, baby, get on that heat. Oh, my goodness, what you done? To me, 1 mile. Yeah, 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 1 mile. You got the night, girl. It's only 1 mile to you.
with the sex would give up.
I woke up last night and thought I was gonna die. I woke up last night and thought I was gonna die. Oh, say. My doctor came a-running and my family stood by. Well, now, say. He left 3 pop pills for 10, 2, and 4. He left 3 pop pills for 10, 2, and 4. Hey, man, when they hit me, I landed in the middle of the floor. Ah, say. I went to see old Doc and I couldn't get near his shack. Yes, say. They were creeping through the front door and bobbing right on out the back. I'm telling you, I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I came to pay my bill and brought money for 100 more.
This is a hit!
Don't knock on my door, get lost. Don't want you no more, move on. You're much too old. I want a frank loving woman who can rock and roll. You ain't putting down nothing. You ain't putting down nothing. Sorry, sorry, baby, I don't want you no more. Wanted money long time ago, now I'm a hip. I know the score, that money ain't everything. If you ain't got love, you don't have a thing. You ain't putting down nothing. You ain't putting down nothing. Move on, baby. And I'm a 60-minute man. I want a frantic babe who can raise some sand.
You ain't putting down nothing. You ain't putting down nothing.
Move on, babe. I don't want you no more.
You ain't putting down nothing. You ain't putting down nothing.
Well,
have a point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Well, come into this house, step your yaggity yag. Hey, come into this house, step your yaggity yag. Well, I'm a lord, and I don't want no more talking back. Well, listen here, honey, old man is getting so I call me up at all. Baby, don't call me up at all. Well, listen here, honey, I'll jump a ball and squall. No, baby, don't talk to me like this. No, baby, don't talk to me like this. Well, listen here, honey, I'm getting old and rich. Honey, hush, sit. Hi-oh, hi-oh, silver. Hi-oh, hi-oh, silver. Hi-oh, hi-oh, silver.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound. FMU East Orange, that was Johnny Hampton with Honey Hush.
It's a unique interpretation.
Yeah. We heard the Spiders with Don't Knock. Macy Skipper, Bop Pills. And we opened up with Eddie Dugash and the Red Tops, 1 Mile. A song you almost had to learn, Bruce.
Shut up.
I saw you there trying to play.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yes, folks, I have brought my guitar.
You know, speaking of nice presents, Sally packed us off with a whole loaf of prosciutto bread, which we demolished.
Great,
but that was a
man.
Really good present.
Big old chunks of
prosciutto. Prosciutto bread always goes over good with us. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mom. The peppercorns, you know, the whole deal.
The whole, yeah, everything.
It's a veritable symphony of different flavors, folks. It's a shame you all weren't here to enjoy it.
How was the first pumpkin pie of the season, by the way?
Oh, the one from the Palermo Bakery?
Yeah, from the same
bakery.
It was
excellent. But you know what? Speaking of food, I think it's time for that guy.
Mock B. Ben Lick to attract the Sco.
Yellow Sco.
Yo, the Hound.
What the hell's going on?
I'm just hanging. Can I have that glass of hard cider?
You got a, where are you?
Over at Brownie's.
Oh, well. So you listening to the show?
We don't have a tuner over here yet.
You don't have a tuner? Well, hold the phone up in the air while I say, you're not singing on my show, you big fat Irish. Yeah, never mind.
No, we're listening to Exile.
Yeah, you could do a lot worse.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's today's vibe?
Oh, today's vibe, it's a good vibe. I kind of have to continue where last week's vibe started.
Well, can you clue me in, because I wasn't around last week.
Well, last week, the Skeletons played at Maxwell's, you know, with
Dave.
I think
that was great. Yeah, we have a live tape of them. That's a gig.
Well,
I was there. It was great.
It was a great gig, but it was also a wild gig. You know, it was like, you know, I went there to see Brother Dave. I figured he would rock a little bit, and I got there, and he was like close to unlistenable, and he came up with two of the most ridiculous raps I've ever heard.
Well, he's taking after his brother, I guess. This is from a guy who's been doing the Vibe Report for 4 years.
Well, the guy got up there, and first of all, he complained about being on the road with Sid Straw, which made him more money than hardly anything in a long time, and even though he was in way over his head musically as far as that one solo that he's been playing for the last 11 years.
Yeah.
Then he goes on to complain and whine and sour grapes over the fact that Dwight Yoakam covered his song and made him a lot of money.
I hate it when that happens. I don't let him touch my songs, that Dwight Yoakam.
Jeez, I mean...
And then the cowboy hat thing, Roscoe, remember that?
Yeah, but that, you know, it was just, that's all part of that mock seriousness of that L.A. scene. It's just so serious.
Yeah, it's Los Angeles has been described to me a couple of times as a place that will sap the talent out of just about anybody.
Yeah, look what it did to Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, before they sold out, they ruled.
But I just couldn't believe the guy, you know. I mean, and
it was all acoustic too, right?
Oh yeah, it was all acoustic. It was like he came up with some real artists. He got like the guys who back up the that curmudgeon, the country curmudgeon from Boston.
Uh-huh. Oh right, the guys with the old wood. Yeah. Should have swiped one.
Oh well, they didn't have any old wood with them. I think they anticipated a little punk rock violence.
Yeah, they had the touring wood.
You know, there was like a Takamine and the guy's B fiddle, as opposed to his A fiddle. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what other?
How was the drink situation? How was the free drink situation with Howard listeners? Did they come through for
you? Oh, yeah. That last week was very good, you know, for the, I was out there for that Skeletons gig, which, you know, like, after I was watching them, and they were sounding really good, you know, I was thinking maybe I should take a few deep breaths if I'm going to have to sing a song or something. That's when, like, the second Howard listener showed with a drink, the first guy. That's good enough. Because I was like, hey,
sounds like
thanks,
a fair deal to me.
Thanks for the drink, dude. But, you know, that was wild, you know. The Maxwell's thing even sounded good.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have that over-amplified thing going like they do sometimes?
Well, it was very loud.
Roscoe likes that.
I was standing in the back, and I do like that.
Oh.
But, it's, you know, if they could figure out how to pay the bands, I think that they should, like, maybe charge an extra 50 cents for beer there and make sure that the band gets it.
Yeah. Well, I guess with other people buying, it's a thing.
We got like an Irish song going here, man.
Isn't that a contradiction in terms?
What, are you playing guitar, Bruce?
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta play guitar tonight, so I thought I'd start this afternoon.
What, do you change your strings and you're stretching them?
No, I gotta do that tonight. I didn't bring my stuff.
So, I'm drinking a mimosa.
Really? A mimosa?
Playing brunch?
Well, I switched drinks and vibe report.
I hear champagne is in order for the SCO.
That's right.
Rumor has it.
Nah.
It's all true. The SCO and ML. It's an engagement thing.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Let the world know.
How about it?
So, yeah.
Folks, she's a lovely girl.
And hell has frozen over.
It is.
Right. I guess it's happened. I guess that's kind of the vibe report.
Okay.
I did like Maxwell, though, you know, and I've been on the thing complaining about Maxwell's before, and
even after the brutal Path Train limbo.
Yeah, you know, but the only part I would complain about, that no matter how great the band is or how many people they have in there, it seems to always just make $350.
But after 2 weeks of Cramps and a night at Live Tonight, Maxwell's looks good, right?
Yeah, looks
very
like
good.
Days.
You know, yeah, at least, and you don't have that that ferret from Tramps with the half a lounge PA. Also, the guys at Brownies said that it would be right now at Brownies free champagne till 5.
Get over there, everybody. Free
champagne. Just kick the door twice and say the hound sent you.
Uh-huh. There you go. Free champagne till 5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Hopefully I'll be able to run into you guys this evening.
Okay, but
I'll be back late in that other bar.
Yeah, what's for fun tonight, Sco? Any
I don't
fun?
Know. I haven't heard of a single thing. I think that tonight's fun is just dodging the morons.
Or the A-bones at Maxwell's.
And the next one is dodging the A-bones.
Oh. Well, I don't know if, you know, I said I liked Maxwell's. I don't know if, you know. If,
not that much, pal.
Well, if I wasn't playing, it would take us a ride and a half to get me out there.
Next time.
Aloha, dude.
Aloha, Roscoe.
And dudes.
Congratulations.
Thanks. A million.
Stay to the Vibe Report, folks. No, you don't know the shape he's in. Anyway, so we got the Vom set all queued up here, and it's kind of a concept Vom set, as if they all aren't. We're going to work our way into like semi-musical competence, and we're going to start out with the not-yet-released legendary Stardust Cowboy single, and then work our way
which end we're
forward.
Starting from.
Relaxation!
Yeah, we're going to start from the incompetent
end. Well, the California beat.
Guess where you show up.
Relaxation! My babies then reheat. We're out there having fun in the warm California sun.
Thank you.
incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
All right. We're going to bring him up right now. Hey, good friend of ours from right here in your town. The one, the only, the incomparable.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. Freeform radio. That's what happens when they don't pay the DJs.
And it's absolute nader.
WFMU East Orange. That was Neil Young. Bill Bruch's request there. Heavy love from El Dorado. Hey, if check this out. I saw it. You know, I don't recommend going into that Monument to Hatred Tower Records any more often than you have to, but they did have the El Dorado CD. It's like the only way you can get it. Cheaper than I've seen it anywhere else. The Japanese import, $18. Mm. Was sitting there last time I was in there about a week ago. So it's, you might want to check folks. That out. If you can just like bear
like
the neon lights. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's got that the super digital drum thing that I don't like.
Yeah, but the songs are less like kind of, you know, meandery and hippie-y.
Counting Backwards, we heard Roscoe with the Skeletons, recorded by Brian Redguy last week at Maxwell's with Total Destruction to Your Mind. We heard the A-Bones.
Total Destruction to Your Ears.
Bill Bruch, yeah. So with Go, Go, Go for Louis Place into the Undercure for Tommy there.
Yeah. God. Yeah, that lit up the phones.
I'm sure that'll bring them out tonight. Yeah, actually, we'll send that out to the listener. Call them and say, these guys friends of yours or something? They're at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight. Yeah. And we open up with the legendary Stardust Cowboys' upcoming Norton 45 Relaxation.
Quite sublime.
Yeah, so we got I gotta do a PSA. It's PSA time. You ready for this one? Here we go. This is a NCF radio script. Think of the ugliest, meanest, nastiest words you know, and you could win $50,000 thinking about it. The bad words we're talking about are crippled, retarded, stupid, disabled, handicapped. They're some of the words used to describe Franklin Roosevelt, Helen Keller, Stephen Hawking, and because the English language is filled with negatives, bad words to describe millions of Americans with disabilities, we need your help in creating a good word, a new word, a positive word that describes this group of people who are a rich and valuable resource. Enter the National Christina Foundation's Create a New Word contest, and you can win $50,000.
Unretarded?
Get a pen out. Yeah. Send your entry to NCF Contest, 2301 Argonne Drive. That's Argonne Drive. Baltimore, Maryland, 21218, or call 1-900-988-988-WORD for additional information. The call costs $3 and is tax deductible. Call today. The contest ends November 30th.
So
$50,000. The word Polish American is not acceptable.
WF says Den. You and mine.
Public service announcement from the Hound.
I wasn't sure if we were allowed to, like, if you have to read those straight, or are we allowed to...
You can jam on it, Dan, but someone will steal your idea and win the $50,000.
Well, that's true.
That's the problem. We got any more news there?
Yeah, we got plenty of news.
Well, you got time? Fog heaven for roaches? Los Angeles, a woman enraged by roaches sparked an explosion by fumigating with 9 of those pesticide foggers. The woman was unhurt during the blast that cracked the ceiling in her 2-bedroom ground floor apartment. At least the bugs disappeared. Quote, I think she scared them all away, Police Sergeant Stephen LaRoche said between bites of donuts. They will not be back for a while.
You think not?
Meteorite.
A bunch of cops may come for the donuts, though.
That's a possibility.
Well, this is more press than your town's gotten in ages. This, you know, Fort what I got here in my hand.
It must be the 2 Live crew story.
How did you guess?
Yeah. Well, is there anything interesting about that other than
the
fact that Broward County? I mean, one of the people on the jury is from the town Plantation. Now wait a second. I went to Plantation High School for 1 year in between getting thrown out of out of West Broward and Fort Lauderdale High School. I was in a place called Plantation High School. The football team was called the Plantation Rebels. Had Confederate flags on their helmet. Had a giant race riot there and everything.
On a daily basis.
Yeah. So just the highlights. There was a ruling. The judge ruled that the jurors are allowed to laugh.
Well,
apparently they were playing
that
were totally unlistenable, and then they had a guy...
Oh, like the
device.
John Gotti tapes, the unlistenable recording devices.
Yeah, right, and then the vice squad guy saying, well, they're saying this. So jurors are allowed to laugh.
Me and my homies game.
You'll be interested in this, Hound. The defense has called their first witness,
mm-hmm.
Henry Louis Gates, a black professor of English literature. from some university somewhere.
To recite the dozens?
Basically, yeah. He explains,
your man, he is your cousin.
Explains the centuries-old black art of signifying, which we know all about, thanks to the Hound.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, just setting it up as in a cultural, traditional mode. So things are looking good for him, I think. Mm-hmm. Campbell says, we sing about oral sex, but the bookstore is just down the street from Broward County Sheriff's Office, has pictures of oral sex. Referring to a new dancing club in Fort Lauderdale, he added, Solid Gold is getting butt naked, and all you have to do is pay to go there. You know about Solid Gold, right? That's one
yeah,
of the,
I know that place.
One of the places on the strip. Okay. So anyway, so that's just keeps going on and on.
Yo, what up with the law?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't, sort of that story is just kind of like rambling, and everybody knows about it anyway. Here's a good one, though. Driver saves would-be suicide, age 10, Rocky Hill, Connecticut. An alert motorist grabbed the wrists of a despondent 10-year-old who was apparently trying to kill himself by dropping from the highway overpass into rush hour traffic. State Inspector Robert, unpronounceable last name, said while driving to work Monday, he spotted the boy climbing over the railing at Interstate 91. I reached over, grabbed him by the wrist, and yanked him back over. Police didn't reveal the name of the boy. He was taken to Hartford Hospital for observation.
It was some kind of Nintendo thing, I guess.
Yeah, he lost at Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, Nintendo.
10-year-olds committing suicide.
Well,
homicide's one thing.
Speaking of computer games, swastikas and Star of David and a Star of David will be deleted from two companies' computer games after the Anti-Defamation League.
Didn't we do that story a long time ago?
I don't know. Did you?
They're still complaining.
It's dated today.
I think it was when they first discovered the...
Oh, yeah? I missed it. They have swastikas as weapons. The object of its Newtopia game is to destroy bosses, one of whom wears a six-pointed Star of David on his chest. A little early for that. Anyway, apparently they have third-party software developers who develop the games, and the ADL has been invited to conduct a sensitivity training session for its game developers.
But the guys who invented the Custer game, remember that video game?
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. That and the one where you drive around and run
the
over
car
the
crash
people.
One. People actually scream and fall over.
Anyway, we got Hillbilly Hangover all queued up here.
About it.
You know, it's usually like the slow week. We got an upbeat Hillbilly Hangover, which is kind of a drag, because somebody just called. They said they really needed Hillbilly Hangover because they're broke and their old lady left them and all that. But, well.
And it hurts when they pee.
Get happy.
Yeah. Buck dance, man. That's my advice to you.
blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Give us a great big smile, will you? To me. And folks, that's all smile with the Maddox Brothers Knowles. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as you all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
I met a gal from old Kentucky. She was happy and go lucky.
Sally, let your bangs hang down.
She called me Honey Bunny just to make me spend my money.
Sally, let your bangs hang down. Sally, she can land them. She loves them and she leaves them. Sally, let your bangs hang down. I'll find out what Sally's got. Makes the men think she's so hot. Sally, let your bangs hang down.
Swing them low.
Let them down now.
I saw Sally changing clothes. She was in a perfect pose.
Sally, let your bangs hang down.
She caught me a peeping in. I don't think it was a sin.
Sally, let your bangs hang down. Sally, she can land them. She loves them and she leaves them. Sally, let your bangs hang down. Sally calls me her man. She's a-getting all she can. Sally, let your bangs hang down.
Let your hair down. That's Brenda Henry, the working girl's friend. I wonder if Sally's a working girl.
I'll have
have to be confessing, Sally's always kept me guessing.
Sally, let your bang hang down.
She jumped up on the pony and she rode away with Tony.
Sally, let your bang hang down. Sally, she can land 'em. She loves 'em and she leaves 'em. Sally, let your bang hang down. I'll find out what Sally's got. Makes a man think she's so hot. Sally, let your bang hang down.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
The rockabye boogie is a lady's way to rock your baby to sleep. The rockabye boogie is guaranteed to put your baby to sleep. But it won't do a thing unless you sing the rockabye boogie with a beat. Rock-a-bye, baby, oh, rock-a-bye, baby, sleeping in a big tree top. When the wind begins to blow, and baby's gonna rock the rock. When the limb breaks, the cradle will fall, and baby's gonna blow his top. Rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, 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 boogie, rock-a-bye, boogie, 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 rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye. Big broken shoe. Well, she had so doggone many kids that she didn't know what to do. Come on, baby, go to sleep and shut those eyes of blue. Rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, 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 boogie, rock-a-bye, 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 boogie, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye. Come on, baby, shut those eyes and off to dreamland go. Yeah, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, 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 rock-a-bye.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Got in a little trouble at the county seat. Lord, they put me in the jailhouse for loafing on the street. When the judge heard the verdict, I was a guilty man. He said $45 or 30 days in the can. That'll be cash on the barrelhead, son. You can take your choice, you're 21. No money down, no credit plan. No time to chase you, 'cause I'm a busy man. Good-hearted jailer with a six-gun hip. He let me call long distance. She said, number, please. And no sooner than I told her, she shouted out at me. That'll be cash on the barrelhead, son. Not part, not half, but the entire sum. No money down, no credit plan. A little bird tells me you're a traveling man. 30 days in the jailhouse, 4 days on the road. I was feeling mighty hungry, my feet a heavy load. Saw a greyhound coming, stuck up my thumb. Just as I was being seated, the driver caught my arm. Said, "That'll be cash on the barrelhead, son. This old gray dog gets paid to run. When the engine stops, Lord, the wheels won't roll. Give me cash on the barrelhead, I'll take you down the road."
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, this is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange, Hillbilly Hangover with the Lubin Brothers, Cash on the Barrelhead. Heard the Davis Sisters, Rockabye Boogie, Maddox Brothers and Rose, Sally, Let Your Bangs Hang Down.
Good advice.
Joe Mafis and the Water Baby Boogie, Roy Hall, the original Hound, and the Dirty Boogie on Fortune, my very favorite record label. And we'll go one more time through the announcements, okay?
Oh, boy.
Tonight over at Maxwell's in Hoboken, Il Bruch and the A-Bones, along with Courtney and Western.
Playing like we've never played before.
Rudy Tootie Grizzell will not be there.
Mm-hmm.
Over at Trixie's, which is on 307 West 47th, is the Elvis, tribute to Elvis, Elvis impersonators contest.
The Elvis Freakout.
Dave the Spaz from WFMU will be there. And Elvis impersonators Mike Memphis, Frankie Castro, the Mangler Sisters, and Buddy Flip.
My old high school buddy, Julie Simpler. There we go.
And let's see, tomorrow, this is a really good one, Henry Street Settlement. It's, I don't know the address, it's on Grand Street, which is, you know, one down from Broome in Manhattan.
You go, if you start looking now, you're bound to be able to
go all the way east, almost to the river. There's a thing that looks like a school building on the left side. It's called the Henry Street Settlement. And Ezekiel and his House Rockers, they're great. Monday night for free, the Senders at Continental Divide. Maybe they'll be doing a whole month of Mondays, I don't know. November 10th, the Hounds Hangover Hop number 2, Hounds
it?
5th anniversary show.
We get it right this time.
The entire radio family. That was the dry run, and this is the real one.
Oh, cool.
It's at Brownies Avenue A between 10th and 11th Street, 3 in the afternoon, usual time. You're all invited. It's free. And come down and celebrate with the Hound, and you'll
Bring
be on the radio. Yeah. Be part of the radio experience. Anyway, getting back to...
Jerry Lee Lewis, special guest next week, right?
Next week on the Hound Show, we have our Halloween special, Ike Turner's birthday party, and our tribute to it's the Stooges' 23rd anniversary of the first Iggy and the Stooges show. Mm-hmm. We'll have Iggy and the Stooges, and Ike Turner will be here in person.
Yeah.
Right.
Assuming they make it.
Oh, one more from the Enema desk. Enema kits recalled, the major maker of barium enema kits.
Oh, you like this one,
I mean, well, I'm on a roll here, so to speak.
He knows what the people
the
want.
The major maker of barium enema kits is recalling some products because they may be linked to severe reactions, including 9 deaths from the common medical procedure.
Death by enema.
Right, yeah, think about that,
1001 nights.
EZM Incorporated of Westbury, New York, sent recall notices to customers a week ago, saying evidence suggests water-soluble proteins and inflatable latex cuffs on the enema tips may be triggering these reactions. The FDA has received 150 reports of allergic reactions related to barium enema procedures. The company makes 85 to 90% of all the enema kits and are used to diagnose disorders of the intestines. About 8 to 10 million barium enema kits are sold annually. That means that there's room for competition in the enema market, eh?
It's true.
Well, yeah, honey. Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Folks, you gotta watch what you put back there.
Yeah.
Swiss jailbirds take freedom in stride. Freiburg, Switzerland. Police are looking for 2 runners who kept running after finishing a 17-kilometer race. For good reason, the participants were escaping from jail. Says here, Henry Neuoffer, chief warden of the Bellechasse jail, said the 2 30-year-old inmates had been allowed to compete in Sunday's Merton Freiburg Classic on a good conduct pass. Both were serving 30-month terms for drug offenses and had practiced for 4 months to prepare for the race, I'll bet. Neuoffer said yesterday they would have been eligible for release next January.
If the jailers are that dumb to let guys in jail run a marathon, they should
be sure to come back, okay?
Go.
Yeah.
Hope they get across the border.
If they kept running, they should be reaching our coast in another few months.
Yeah.
Milford, Connecticut. Bride's dad busted in brawl over wine. Father of a bride...
What was the bride whining about?
I don't want to marry him.
No, wrong.
I want to marry Johnny Depp.
Wrong ethnicity there, Han. It's more. I think it's your people. Khaleesi? Is that?
Oh yeah, that's a Guido name.
The father of the bride and members of the wedding party were arrested after a dispute over three cases of leftover wine at a wedding reception.
Got to take it home?
Erupted into a brawl. Michael Khaleesi, whose daughter had just been married Sunday, had paid for the wine and wanted to take it home when the reception ended. But Rolando Trovini, owner of the reception hall, said state liquor laws prohibit removing liquor from the hall. That's when the wedding turned into a brawl. We ended up being assaulted, Khaleesi said, physically and psychologically battered. They descended on us so quickly, it was the most astounding thing that's ever happened to me.
Sarcasm that works.
So a whole bunch of them ended up being arrested for interfering with the bridesmaid, the guy's son.
Yeah, well, you know, us Italians are temperamental. 90% temper, 10% mental.
Especially at such a temperamental event.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a little time left. Oh, you got another news story there, Dan?
No.
Okay. And we got this one queued up, too. It's a familiar sight in my neighborhood. Cops and homeboys going at it, you know, with each other. And we got a musical tribute to these things that we witness on our streets every day. And we're going to kick it off with Roy Tan.
Good place to start.
See your driver's license, please.
Park the car on a no-through street. We're all alone now, no more heat. I just went up, things were going fine.
Can't you see that no parking sign?
They came along with a doggone heat. Everywhere I go, it seems we meet. He's got me so I don't know where to go. Hold on, baby, I think I know. Park the car, turn off the key. We're all alone now, you and me. Our honey, we're safe, look at all the trees.
May I see your driver's license, please?
This is one place, baby, have no fear.
Just want to tell you that I'm going off duty now.
Are you the greatest disc jockey in town?
You know.
Are you the one with the most listeners?
Yeah.
Are you the one that everyone talks about? Then you're the one I'm looking for. Here, I got a summons for you.
I was walking down the street minding my own affairs when two policemen grabbed me unawares. They said, "Is your name Henry?" I said, "Oh, why, sure." They say, "You the boy we've been looking for." In the lineup and let the bright light shine. Have a ten-pole soul like me standing in that line. I knew I was a victim of someone's evil plan when a stew pigeon walked in and said, "That's the man." The prosecuting attorney started prosecuting me. Man, that cat gave me the third degree. He said, where were you the night of June 29? I said, I was home in bed. He said, Judge, this man is lying. Tonight the charges of robbing the liquor store. Tonight the charges of carrying a 44. Tonight the charges of vagrancy too. But when the judge came down, pulled whiskey on my head, turned around to the jury and said, convict this man, he is drunk. What could I do?
Come out at night. Buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies, sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
Hey, you boy, with the bebop glasses and the suede shoes, come here.
But officer, I ain't done nothing. My real name. But officer, I keep telling you that is my real name. Officer, I can't get my hands no higher. Officer, I can walk a straight line. But officer... Straight line. Now look here, officer. Will you let me get one word in? Don't close that door. Hey, let me out of here.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who the hell else are you talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who do you think you're talking to?
Pull over there! Pull over there!
Oh, what did I do? What did I do?
Your man threw a red flag.
Oh, but officer,
well,
I...
tell it to the judge.
Hear ye, hear ye. Court is now in session. First case.
State your name.
My name is Larry, and I'm a friend to your brother. Man, at least let me finish.
Larry, see here that you've been charged with violating section 13-13-13. Now, what do you got to say for yourself?
Well, Judge John is like...
guilty. Man, I'm going to give you...
24 days and one dark night. 24 days and one dark night. 24 days and one dark night.
For what?
Running through a red light.
Oh, I'll wait, my friend, until the light says go. You waited this long, so won't you wait some more? I never speak because it's hard to stop. But if you do, you're subject to meet a cop and get
24 days and one dark night. 24 days and one dark night. 24 days and one dark night.
What?
Running through a red light.
Well, here's another law that you ought to try. Never get juiced and try to drive. Juice and gas I never did mix. Now if you think I'm kidding, ask Darby Hicks, cause he got
24 days and one dark night. 24 days and one dark night. 24 days and one dark night.
For what?
Running through a red light.
Man, I want my life. Tell you this, cause I know I'm right. I never run through a red light. The green's for go and the red's for stop. So when the red comes up, stop.
Or you'll be sorry.
Lock him up, lock him up.
Listen, you screwheads. Here's a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, Judge John, I swear on my new gold tooth.
All right, go on over there and take the witness stand. Tell the court the facts, nothing but the facts, understand?
I ain't guilty. I didn't commit no crime. Y'all boys better straighten up, cause you got the wrong man this time.
That arrested you said you was drunk as could be. Have been beating your wife with a half a tree.
Now, Judge, I told I was tired eating beans out the can. That chick had me living like a natural caveman. I ain't guilty. I didn't commit no crime. Y'all boys better straighten up, cause you got the wrong.
We gonna convict you if it take all night long. So you might as well start singing that confessing song.
Now, Judge, I'm trying to tell you, your boys have made a miss. I don't know but one song, Judge, and that go like this. I ain't guilty. I didn't commit no crime. Y'all boys better straighten up, cause you got the wrong man this time. Yeah.
Now, boy, I'm gonna give you 30 days for being drunk with foe. You try to get smart, I'm gonna give you 30 more.
Now, Judge, I ain't gonna say nothing, because I know the verdict will stand. I just want y'all to know, y'all convicting an innocent man. I ain't guilty.
Whoops, forgot to change the cart back.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle. So the hound. Yeah, what was that? That was the Crawford brothers. I ain't guilty. Joe Lutcher got to turn Little Richard on to Jesus. Traffic song. Sunny night, but officer, the Robins and framed. We'll open up with Roy Tan and your driver's license, please. And may none of that ever happen to you, but we got a call here from a guy who works at the precinct. Says,
at our precinct?
Whatever precinct, I don't know. But Didi Ramone got arrested again this week for macing somebody. Didi is now the front runner for Media Star of the Year.
He's definitely got my vote.
You bet.
Just that one shot in the post where he's just, you know, howling.
Yeah, that's the Media Star, you know, acceptance speech shot, no doubt about it. We got one from the Law and Order desk.
Yes, from beneath the
Law and Disorder,
blood-caked Law and Order desk. Clearwater, Florida. Where's that at?
West Coast.
Yeah. An officer was reprimanded after a suspect's tooth knocked out in a scuffle was placed on a wall at the police station as a trophy, authorities here said.
The tooth was?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
What's wrong with that?
Police Chief Sid Klein reprimanded Sergeant William Gocher, head of a police tactical unit, on Wednesday for allowing another office to display the tooth in public for 2 months. The chief said the display exhibited, quote, a clear lack of sensitivity to the feelings of others, end quote.
Yeah, any longer than 45 days is a clear lack of sensitivity.
Yeah. Klein cleared unit members of charges they used excessive force in arresting the suspect. That was efficient of him, Henry Charles Bailey, on July 19th. But the chief ordered the unit to attend a sensitivity training session. The parts of the body that are especially sensitive. Bailey is still being held in the Pinellas County Jail on charges of selling cocaine and committing battery on a police officer and eating a lot of soup.
Yeah. Okay, we got time for get some of this other stuff in. What have we got queued up? One by the Floyd DeKeel combo.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. Look what you've gone and done.
Did.
Dude. Did.
Deep in a hole, look what you've gone and done. what you've gone and done.
Is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock, the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
Mr. Landlord!
Just the lyrics, it's the beat. I preach it in my conversion story, which you can get, how this beat gets them. 400 teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said, not just the words, the beat. The fertility rates of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up.
vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the nigger.
This is called Junior Behave Yourself or Bad Boy. Art Rupert will probably call it A Letter to an Angel. Ready? One. Now you behave yourself. Buy every rock and roll book on the magazine stand. He's a
bad boy.
Every dime that he gets, he gives it to the jukebox man. He's a
bad boy.
He worries he's a teacher till at night she's ready to poop. He's a
bad boy.
Rock and rolling all day, spinning his hula hoop. He's a
bad boy.
This rock and roll is gone. Junior, now you behave yourself. Woo! Now, where in the world did I put my strap? No need of standing out there sticking out your lip. Woo! He's a
bad boy.
I'm gonna put this strap right where you have to sit. He's a
bad boy.
Be a good little rock and roller. Do what your daddy said.
He's a
bad boy. Go to the barber shop and get the process off your head. He's a
bad boy.
This rock and roll has gotta stop. Junior's head is hard as a rock. Now Junior, I'm not gonna tell you no more. Bad boy. Woo! He's a bad little boy. Well, now Junior, now really, after all, give your daddy a break.
I've been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
Now wouldn't you know, with my dumb luck,
yeah.
He came on in and up to the bar. I could see the door wasn't very far. About that time I made him a break. Now wouldn't you know, I was too darn late.
Come on, don't shoot me.
I tried to make it as fast as I could. Poured his gun out like I knew he would. I dodged to the right and then to the left.
More.
That is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Calling a cow down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. The cow moved this morning just before day. You better come and get it, we got to give it away. We're gonna give a little milk and give a little cream. We got the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. We're gonna give a little buddy a little margarine. And when you get it, I know that you'll be pleased. We're going down to the pasture into the woods. Get a little something that's mighty good. Last night I heard Papa and my mama say, you better stop her before she give it all away. You want a good steak, come and go with me. I know a place to get the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. When you hear this song, don't be mad at me. Talking about a little milk and cream. Just talking about a little milk and cream. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
All right, let's go through that set. That was Jerry McCain and the Blues Rockers, Calling All Cows. Buddy Kane, the Casuals, the Unlucky Lover. Larry Williams, an alternate take, a bad boy. Joyce Lee with Tore Up. Tiny Lewis, Too Much Rockin'. The Floyd Dackel Combo, Look What You've Gone and Done. The A-Bones tonight at Maxwell's. Go see O'Bruch and buy him a drink.
Or two.
Don't forget The Hound Live, November 10th. We'll be back next week with our Halloween Ike Turner, Iggy and the Stooges special.
Boo.
Laurius is up next. WFMU East Orange. Just goes out to the guy at Mojo who recognized me by my voice and made a request for Magic Sam.
You got a pal.
The Lord, the Crick, you know. Whoops, cart deck's not working. Okay, WFMU East Orange. Take it, Laurie.